HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
In a move that could potentially trigger a diplomatic row, the US Navy has announced that it asserted navigational rights and freedoms inside India's exclusive economic zone, EEZ, without seeking India's prior consent. This freedom of navigation operation, FONOP, upheld the rights, freedoms, and lawful uses of the sea recognized in international law by challenging India's excessive maritime claims, the U.S. 7th Fleet said in a statement on April 7. It said USS John Paul Jones, an Arleigh Burke-class guided missile destroyer, asserted navigational rights and freedoms around 130 nautical miles west of the Lakshadweep Islands. The 7th Fleet is the largest of the U.S. Navy's forward-deployed fleets. The U.S. had sent elements of the 7th Fleet to the Bay of Bengal to pressure India during the 1971 war with Pakistan that ended with the liberation of Bangladesh. India's senior-most military commander has identified building capability to defend against cyber threats, jointness among the three services to extract the full potential of India's combat power, integration of civil and military technological efforts and building a symbiotic relationship between internal and external security as some of the key focus areas to take on emerging security challenges that could threaten national interests. In a recent talk on preparing the armed forces for current and future challenges, Chief of Defence Staff, CDS, General Bipin Rawat stressed that India cannot fight its next war premised on the experiences and structures of wars it fought in the past, and it was critical to balance today's requirements with what the country needs to do differently to face future challenges. The United States, U.S., State Department spokesperson Ned Price could not have chosen a better word to reflect the Joe Biden administration's wariness with Pakistan. Asked about Islamabad's flip-flop on sugar and cotton imports from India, Price said the U.S. continues to encourage the two countries to resolve their concerns through direct dialogue. Actually, he could have simply shrugged. Pakistan's steadily diminishing equity with the U.S. may have hit rock bottom with the Biden administration. For the first time in over two decades, Pakistan is not a foreign policy priority for a new U.S. administration, two former Obama administration officials acknowledged in a recent and sympathetic article, advocating a reset of ties with Pakistan. And this might be a good thing to keep in the rear view as New Delhi responds to Pakistan Army Chief Qamar Javed Bajwa's call to bury the past and move forward. A day after Prime Minister Narendra Modi defended the country's vaccine strategy, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi shot a letter to him alleging that vaccination is going on at a snail's pace and maintained that in 3 months, India has only managed to vaccinate less than 1% of its population. Demanding that vaccines should be available on a demand basis, he hit out at Modi and said, "Our vaccination program has to move beyond an individual's picture on the vaccine certificate, towards guaranteeing maximum vaccination," in an oblique reference to Modi's photo on vaccine certificates. Questioning if the export of vaccines was also an oversight like many other decisions of this government, the Congress leader slammed the center for bypassing the state's right from vaccine procurement to registration. Additionally, a large section of the poor have been excluded due to the initial mandatory online registration, he said. Indian Railways top official said on Friday there were no plans to stop train services in view of the coronavirus pandemic, which has led to authorities imposing several restrictions across the country on the movement of people. Railway Board Chairperson Sunit Sharma cleared the air around the government body's plan amid rising cases of the infection. Talking specifically about Maharashtra, one of the worst hit regions by COVID-19, Sharma said there was no request from the state government to curb train services, including those of suburban trains. He also said there was no shortage of trains and the crowd seen on stations was usual during these months. Crowd seen at railway stations is a result of a normal surge seen during these months. Wherever there is a surge in demand, we will increase trains. There is no shortage of trains for those who want to travel. I assure everyone that trains will be provided on demand wherever the need arises, he said.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
HT Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.